Chapter 4. The townspeople were set to put on a huge feast to show their gratitude. One short street with a few new buildings each side was the town. Troopers Pearl and Watchorn had been quietly detained by the Major and were now in the lockup at the fort, giving out betimes through the meal hatch, I do not doubt. Major said he would deal with them in due course. The town otherwise was heaving with preparations and general to-do for the following day. They had a bear for to butcher, and also deer meat, they said, and a rake of dogs. Seemingly the Indians had a whole pack of them, and the townspeople had rounded them up like sheep, drove them back to town with all the crazy yapping and barking. The Major, meanwhile, sent back a detail with spades he got off the iron goods store, and we dug two long pits out in the wilds beside the deserted encampment, and then we started to drag the bodies to them and tip them in. Major was loath to let wolves have them, though the townspeople didn't seem to mind. Expressed a great deal of surprise at the Major's thoroughness, but the Major, while polite and even-tenored in his voice, wasn't going to just think like everyone else. Major was of the opinion, and communicated it to us as we lined up reluctantly with our spades for the work in that hateful and haunted place, that an Indian got a soul just like another man. I would like to tell you how I felt, except it was all taking me back to Canada and the fever sheds that time, and there's no use going back there in my mind. Pits that time too, and people put in, thousands, babies too. I seen all that as a child myself. It's a dark thing when the world sets no value on you or your kin, and then death comes stalking in his bloody boots. So we dug like frightened heroes. John Cole, I noted, was the best digger. It wasn't the first time he had turned the earth, you could tell. So I copied him. I had only ever pulled up potatoes with my hands as a little boy in Ireland, after my father shook the earth around them with his spade. That was just a little patch he had kept behind our house. It wasn't like he was a true farmer.